Welcome to the latest edition of the Weekly Fix. My name is Andrzej Skiba. As we're approaching the next FOMC meeting, we wanted to update investors on our thinking regarding US monetary policy. We expect no rate cut in July, followed by 1 to 2 cuts before year-end, assuming no major trade escalation after the August 1st tariff deadline. Were that to happen, a no-cut scenario could be back on the table. The reason why our base case assumes rate cuts later this year relates to the fact that the underlying inflation picture is relatively benign. We note that lower than expected shelter inflation is particularly helpful in this regard. Still, some of the tariff-induced pressure will soon manifest in data, offsetting some of these recent benefits. Beyond the focus on the timing and magnitude of cuts, we think that markets will increasingly shift attention to Fed policy direction after Chair Powell's term expires in May 2026. We agree with the expectation of more aggressive rate cuts ahead under the new leadership. In this regard, we think that the reaction of the Treasury market to recent false rumors regarding Chair Powell's immediate future was telling. Front end of the curve rallied hard on rate cut expectations. However, back-end sold off, as aggressive rate cuts would be inflationary and raise questions about US monetary policy at a time when fiscal deficit remains elevated and Treasury issuance particularly heavy. This cements our preference for US curve steepeners across our fixed income portfolios. In the meantime, this dovish shift in forward rate cut expectations seems to have triggered a wave of buying across the credit markets. Investors are keen to lock in current yields and are deploying capital accordingly. Coupled with limited primary market issuance, this creates a strong underlying technical backdrop across credit markets. While generic spreads don't look particularly appealing, we take advantage of our active management approach and focus instead on identifying remaining pockets of value. Thank you for your attention.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction. Nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.